We spoke with Phil Brandel from the Express newspaper on the Tablelands. We were talking about the Agile Project, which is the organisation that's trying to relocate the threatened wallabies on the northern beaches here in Cairns. And the state government went to court to oppose the project. And Phil put in some right to information requests to find out about how much it all cost the state government.
We approached the Department of Environment and Science quite a few times asking them direct. And they sort of said, well, look, we can't release that information because it's dealing with a third party, because they did hire external counsel. So we actually had to put in a right to information request. Eventually, it took a couple of months, but eventually it came back, and the amount was a little bit staggering considering they hired a barrister for close to 18 months, and it came close to $70,000 in external legal costs. I think the final price was $66,640, so you know, just over $66,500 that the department spent. That's DES spent on external legal counsel. Why did the state government spend nearly $70,000 fighting a conservation project that was aimed at saving wallabies? They're supposed to be the Department of Environment and Science, but during that whole time, they were just fighting something that made perfect sense to every man, woman and dog. They just wasted that money on something that could have been spent saving animals, which I thought was their job.
Phil Brandel from the Express newspaper. So we thought we should catch up with Shay Ager, who founded and runs the Agile Project, and as a regular guest. Shay, welcome back on.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So what was your reaction when you heard what the figure was ultimately, particularly considering, you know, taxpayers' dollars and also what the money could have been spent on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly what I was thinking. This money could have been spent helping us and saving these animals, helping our community rather than fighting us for so many months. Actually, I could probably say so many years. If we had $70,000, we would have got this relocation done plus more. We could have done education campaigns. We could have done fencing. There's so many other things we could have done with this money. But instead, they actually fought us for all those years and spent thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's only the external cost. I would hate to imagine as well what the internal lawyers and solicitors also cost the government, but not even the government. Like you said, it's our taxpayers' money that this is going to.
And Shay, I mean, obviously a lengthy battle as well. During that period of time where you were being opposed, what happened to the wallabies? How many of them died during that period?
Yeah, I can say over 1,000. And we have a statistician that every single day he logs these animals. Every single day our rescuers are out at 5:30 in the morning taking a photo and logging it into a system, so nobody could ever fight that. There's hardcore evidence there. No, that's not to say that 1,000 are gone and didn't come back. They still have that reproductive rate that's still quite high because of the beautiful grass here in Trinity Beach. But in the upcoming years, that grass is going to be fenced off from the sporting field, so the situation's going to become quite dire, but at least we do have that relocation permit now. But it really is a bigger project than just the relocation. We have to look at contraception, we have to look at fencing and other management strategies to help the remaining population stabilize, because if we don't do that, then the wallabies are just going to reproduce back to their original numbers.
So, okay, so they spent almost $70,000 on those external legal costs. Have they offered any amount of money to help you with the relocation?
Oh, absolutely not. They haven't offered us a cent. They haven't really offered too much help, although they do want to get along in a civil manner. If we have any questions, they said that they're happy to answer them. And then on top of that, they've also requested a 3-monthly report from the time that we got that permit. So every 3 months, we also have to pay an environmentalist, possibly an ecologist, to create a report and make sure that the relocation's working. Now, I love the idea of that report, but you know what would have been great is if they said that they could provide somebody who could do that for us, or perhaps the funding for that. So again, our nonprofit, who also does all these rehabilitation projects, you know, with the joeys or birds and everything, has to fork out the money to create this 3-monthly report.
And finally, I mean, you've been talking about the fact that you've been trying to raise funds, particularly for those traps, those, you know, traps that are quite humane to be utilised. Where are you sitting out there at the moment?
Yeah, so we still haven't secured the entire funding, but there have been quite a few beautiful local businesses reach out and say that they'd like to make a donation for them. But again, I don't want to push this too quickly and make sure that it gets done as fast as possible, because all of Australian projects are looking at this for macropod relocations and also other species, so we need to make sure we get it done right. So I hope to get some of them done by the end of the year, but if not, I do ask for everyone's patience, just because we need to make sure we get this done as best as we can, because we want to set that perfect standard, that best practice standard, so that the rest of Australia can follow in our lead for the upcoming years.
All right, Shay, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. There's the founder of the Agile Project, Shay Ager.